Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Nothing says Christmas more than Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's right. We watched the best, worst Christmas movie of all time, where Arnold Schwarzenegger wants you to know one thing.
I'm not a burger. I just was looking for Turbo Man doll.
That's right. We saw Jingle All the Way, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for Holiday Discovery. Gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure. Not just be a hater. Did you know you wonder how to discovery? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? The holiday edition. I believe this is dropping the week of Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you who celebrate Christmas, and then Happy Holidays to those who don't. I am joined, as always.
You don't want to say Happy Hanukkah?
Well, Hanukkah's over.
Oh, you're right. Hanukkah's over.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not? No. I thought it happens early in the month.
It's
when does it start this
like
month?
3 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
What?
And it would just be nice to
guys, well, then Happy Hanukkah. Take a sincere Happy Hanukkah for you. Like we said, this is our holiday episode, so we've of course picked a holiday movie. It's Jingle All the Way. I'm joined, as always, by June and Jason. Hello. How are you both?
What's going on?
Hi, Paul.
And we have a very special guest. You've already heard him. Joe Mandy is here. Welcome, Joe.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you?
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah indeed. All right, Jingle All the Way.
Wow.
Wow, let's get into this movie. I never had seen this movie as a kid.
I didn't either.
And I'm bummed that I've missed out years
of quoting
this. I'm
actually realizing that I haven't seen Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting, really. Like, I've never seen him
this might be
on the
his
screen.
Best acting.
It's the what? Are you serious?
Well,
this is
I don't know. I really believed he was a terrible father.
Right. That landed for you.
I do love movies where Schwarzenegger is just a normal guy.
Yeah.
Like there's no comment on the fact that he is this Austrian, massive Austrian.
That's the thing. Nobody ever comments on the fact that he's Austrian.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he has a crazy accent, but he's acting like the all-American dad, which he is just not.
You're my favorite customer.
So much so, and I'm sorry to jump to the end, but when there's another guy at the Christmas Eve parade who also has an Austrian accent, who has a little Turbo Man mask on, like, nobody questions, like, oh, there's another guy in this small town who's enormous, who has an Austrian accent.
Yeah, who knows
like, that's
who
just
knows,
odd.
Who knows the son's name? Jamie!
Right.
I want to give the doll to Jamie. And then he's like, he knows my name. Not like, my dad is Turbo Man.
We're skipping ahead, first of all.
Yeah, sorry. We're skipping ahead. Let's take a break.
Sorry, I mean, basically,
sorry,
this movie.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
No.
Guys, that you feel as guilty
I know
as I do about
that. I just
want
to skip to the end.
Joe, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I ruined it.
There's so many things here that I was confused about.
Really? Like, what? Everything made so much sense.
First of all, let's talk about Phil Hartman's character, who's introduced in the beginning. Is it clear that he's a divorced dad, or that happened just like 30 minutes later? Because they don't set it up.
Well, they have that thing in the beginning where he's like, all the women are like flirting with him, and it's like insinuated that he's like banging all the wives when he's at the karate.
But it's not, it's insinuated, but he acts like a weirdo, like asexual dude. And he's just like, wow, all these women keep talking to me. And then
he's basically
through
Ned
the movie,
Flanders in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then it turns a switch, and suddenly he's like sexually assaulting.
Yes.
No, you know what I'm realizing, though? Because I was confused by that opening scene with the other women, but... Because his reaction, he keeps on turning to Rita Wilson like, oh, I hate this. And now I'm realizing that was actually the game he was playing with her. He felt that way all along about Rita Wilson.
He is. He's playing the long game.
Yeah,
so
was.
Many levels
so
in this
patient.
Performance.
It was
typical
so
for
patient.
Sex maniacs.
It's also typical
take it
for,
real yep, slow.
Yeah. Take it real slow. Also typical for anybody who wants to get in Rita Wilson's pants. How do you think Tom Hanks got there?
Right.
I also do
Hanks
like...
Hanks played it long.
Real
Hanks,
slow.
He lay and he waited. And then he pounced on Wilson.
I just want to set up, and this is a small note, it's a kids movie, sure, but there are a couple of things, like the karate class is taking place at the local school, like it's not in a karate facility.
And it's more of a karate recital.
Yes, it really is a Christmas karate recital that happens the day before Christmas Eve, the big time. Also, there's so many things.
It's such stupid...
I mean, the whole beginning of the movie is just a giant setup for the third act. It's like, it's like, oh, there's a big parade this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's icy. You better take care of those tires. Oh, I have a Turbo Man doll. It's underneath my tree. It's like every possible
thing.
And
I have a reindeer.
And I have a reindeer.
Oh, my God. Well, we can talk about it later, but suffice to say, when Arnold Schwarzenegger punches the reindeer out and the reindeer says, ow.
Yeah.
Best moment.
Is right about where I lost my mind
in
this movie.
Also,
he punches it out and the reindeer goes, ow.
Well, there's also a part where he tries to pet the reindeer and it snaps at him like a dog.
Yeah.
And then later when he comes outside and there's a reindeer charging him, he goes, nice doggy.
Yeah.
Nice doggy.
It's a reindeer.
Like that is.
Where is this reindeer like being housed during the course?
Why is there a reindeer?
In the backyard.
In the backyard.
Yeah.
All right, so the whole premise of the movie is that Schwarzenegger is kind of a delinquent father. It seems that he has never been home his entire life.
No.
Yep. He's not up
well,
on...
Well, those box springs aren't going to sell themselves.
Is that what he's selling, box springs?
And apparently he works at the world's largest mattress facility because they go to cut to his Christmas party where he's just working, burning the midnight oil, selling box
it
springs.
It starts the same way as Die Hard, which I think is why he signed out. He read the first two pages, like, I'll do it.
And he is selling... he's selling box springs. He's not around for his kid. His kid wants his Turbo Man action doll, and he's got to get the Turbo Man doll. Now, here's the thing that I didn't realize. This movie was so horribly reviewed because they made Turbo Man toys for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So it was, most people, when you watch this movie, it was a giant commercial for a fictional thing that they made. So it was like, yeah, it's about this Cabbage Patch, you know, Transformer or whatever. But it was actually, they made the thing.
God.
This movie, I feel like this movie was as if people like put a bunch of scene ideas onto cards, spun them in like a lotto loop, and then pulled them out every one and was like, okay, and next scene is he goes to a diner, his car runs out of gas. Next scene is Santa's workshop, corrupt con man Santa's gang fight, Santa ninja.
Slotted in. Put it on the board.
I gotta just disclaimer, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, where this movie takes place, and I remember them filming it, and it was a really big deal.
Were you an extra at all, or were you just...
I was not an extra, but I was at the Mall of America one day when they were shooting the movie, so I saw Schwarzenegger's body double slide into the ball pit.
Oh my
God. Does Schwarzenegger's body double look like? Is he as big as Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I don't remember. Also, they shot the movie, I believe, in like April or May. Everyone's wearing jackets, and it was like hot outside.
Yeah, so Schwarzenegger goes on what you could argue is the longest daylight day in human history.
I kept being like, is it night yet?
Yeah.
I don't notice these things, but that day was so long. Like, if the lighting outside never changed.
No.
Like, it didn't start off as morning. It didn't change into midday. Like,
and
it
the
was
way
just
that
bright.
He went around that city, it seemed, I mean, the movie ends at a holiday parade that is in pure daylight. It's not an evening parade.
Yeah.
There's no evening element to
but
it.
But there has been the equivalent of 40 hours of day because of what he's accomplished.
He lives in the Alaskan part of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But it was such a crazy thing. And then, I mean, I also want to talk about the direction on this. Schwarzenegger in this whole movie is shot either from like a camera looking up into his face or really tight close-ups. So it looks like it's almost like bad 3D. So it's always like his face is like, oh. I think a BBC critic says that Schwarzenegger has the comedic timing of a dead moose.
Oh my God. Yeah.
There is like that face is always like he's always getting hit by something, making crazy faces.
It's clear he has no concept of humor when he's like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like it's so painful to watch.
And everyone's improvising around him, too. Yeah. That's why I think this movie makes no sense at all. Sinbad chokes a woman.
Yeah.
He chokes a woman.
He not only does he choke a woman, but he gets beaten up at a toy store at one point and yells, Rodney King, Rodney King. And then again
wait,
gets...
I miss that.
Yeah, he
I
yells that. And then he gets punched again and he goes, watch out, be careful, I've got sickle cells. So it's just like, he was saying, like, they just kept everything in.
Well, I said, like, I felt like every bit that he did in this movie were, like, deleted bits from Sinbad's stand-up. It was like, this didn't make it in. Ugh. It's not as funny as what his stand-up would be. This is kind of like the B-cuts. I actually have a clip.
Some stuff makes no sense. Like, at one point when he screams out, like, I've seen the movie Vertigo.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, does that mean anything to you?
No.
Here, no,
it doesn't. This is some of Sinbad's little stand-up. Here we go.
You know it's all a ploy, don't you?
A ploy.
Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels.
Oh, come on.
Now you got these big fat cats sit there using working class just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck your children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on. And then they sit there and make a kid feel like garbage if you, the father who's working 24-7, delivery mail so you make an alimony payment to a woman that slept with everybody at the post office but me! And then when you get the toy, it breaks and you can't fix it because it's a little cheap plastic.
It just seems like the cadence of stand-up without any jokes to it. And this is where he starts to choke a woman. Apparently his part was written for Joe Pesci. But they recast it at the last minute with Sinbad. Oh,
well, that makes sense.
Because Joe Pesci was too short next to Schwarzenegger. But that makes more sense that he's crazy and a bad guy.
What's so interesting about that is that Sinbad was originally cast in Goodfellas. And Scorsese, at the last minute, replaced him with Joe Pesci.
Bad move.
Just think of what that movie could have been, guys.
This whole movie is just like a giant soundboard, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard, too. It's like, he's not kosher. I'm not a pervert. Don't eat my cookies. Get your mother. It's like, they're the best things of all time.
Also, the whole movie revolves around him getting a Turbo Man doll, and he's incapable of saying the word turbo.
Yeah.
it sounds turbo. Like he's saying Tim Tebow, like Tebow Man. Tebow Man.
I also sort of felt like Sinbad never had a son.
No. I felt
like that
I felt
Turbo
that, too.
That Turbo Man doll was
like that
just
twist
for him.
In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy's wife is
yeah,
has
exactly
been dead.
Like, it's
yeah, you don't see Sinbad's kid. Also, I mean, Sinbad is a bad dude. Besides choking a woman, he brings a bomb.
He's a terrorist.
Twice.
Yeah, he's a terrorist twice.
He's like a homicidal like
alcoholic.
Government worker.
Yeah, alcoholic.
Really.
Ties up a parade worker, steals his costume, and gets into a fist fight, and chases a kid up a tree.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
almost
so
kills
racist.
A kid.
Like, he's the only black character except for the weird waiter in the diner.
No,
and the black family.
Oh, that they
who was not invited to the Christmas Eve parade
while they're saying grace.
Yes,
remember
the black family having grace as Arnold Schwarzenegger as Turbo Man flies through their living room,
destroys their house. He destroys their house
because that you know what they were asking for.
Yeah, they were praying.
You know.
They should be at the Wintertainment Parade.
So
that Wintertainment Parade is so heavily produced, too.
Oh, my God.
This is really...
The Wintertainment Parade, at the end of the movie, Schwarzenegger somehow gets himself into the Turbo Man costume and then proceeds... The Turbo Man costume in this movie works fully functional.
Yeah.
Like, it has jetpacks that can fly you into outer space, almost.
Projectile discs,
boomerangs that work. Everything on this costume works. If this worked, people would be wearing it. Soldiers would be bringing this into battle the way that they had this.
Oh, absolutely. I loved, and we've not spoken yet, about the Jim Belushi.
That's the best part of the movie.
Yes. That guy who plays the elf, I feel like if we IMDb'd him, has been a Christmas elf.
He was a Seinfeld elf.
In 700 things.
Yeah. I did appreciate, though, there was one little person in that sequence who was dressed as a Santa.
Yeah, little Santa.
Yep. A little Santa.
And I believe, I did not check this out, but Vern Troyer was one of the extra.
I think so, too.
I think you're right.
He was the one who gets punched and flies.
This underground, like, workshop was where they were selling toys on the black
Stolen,
market, right?
Like,
okay,
yes.
So, but why was it the did cartel? They need to? Yeah, this is a toy cartel. Why were they all in costumes?
Who?
Okay, all right. Just had, and, to, like, ask. The women, had to ask.
The women were in, like, Santa's helper, like, yeah. Were, yeah. Costumes, like, as if they were from the North Pole.
Sure. So
Belushi, we're not explaining this.
Yeah.
He goes to the Mall of America.
No, we don't need to explain this. What are you talking about?
Well, okay. Sorry. I don't know how to explain.
No, please do.
He goes to the Mall of America to enter a lottery to get one of the last Turbo Man dolls in the state. And the way the lottery works, everyone gets bouncy balls, like super balls.
Yes, yeah, super balls with numbers on
yeah.
them.
Totally normal.
And then
the workers are overwhelmed at one point, and they right. throw
Chris Parnell. throws.
Oh, that's no, that was... the first one. This is the different.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
They throw all these bouncy balls all into the
yeah,
air,
and then so then he doesn't get a bouncy ball, and dejected walks around the Mall of America, bumps into Jim Belushi as a Santa Claus,
a degenerate Santa.
A degenerate Santa who.
And by the way, that. Bouncy, when he's searching for that bouncy ball, that's probably about a 10-minute sequence.
Yeah.
Oh. Where he's literally
a 10-minute
chasing,
action yeah. sequence.
Chasing, that is an action sequence where he is chasing a yellow ball mm-hmm. around the mall.
Some and of
that,
which involves just, you know, we're saying action sequence, but part of it is him riding in an elevator.
Yes! You know, yes!
It's an action sequence that's like, and then it's just him going from like the third floor in a yeah. glass yeah. elevator yeah. to the first, like so
slow.
There are a number
walking
of
walking to Legoland.
Yes, there are a number of montages I wrote. Nothing happened in this montage.
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these. This is also, he also, Sinbad, another fault of Sinbad, sprays Arnold Schwarzenegger in the face
mace.
With mace.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, mace! Schwarzenegger also gets tasered in this movie in the ass. Yeah. In the ass. That elf tasers him in the ass.
And dogpiled by Jim Belushi.
Dogpile, which... Okay, sorry. Go ahead,
Joe. So then he talks... Jim Belushi says, like, I have black market...
Toys.
If you want.
I have a Turbo Man.
So then they go to this like warehouse near the Mississippi River, and when they walk in, everyone is dressed as Santa's helpers and elves.
And they're making toys. Now, the idea of it, I guess, in my mind, is that they have toys that no one can get, but all the toys that are in production are like big blue bears.
That you win at a carnival.
Yeah. I'm actually realizing, though, I think I do understand now why they're in costume. I think we're to understand that these are all the workers from malls.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, see, I didn't even understand. Oh,
but why are they pulling double shifts? I mean, are they...
Because, I'll tell you
why.
Or why
wear your costumes in the...
Because, you guys, they don't have time to change out of them. So don't worry about that. But they know what toys are the hottest toys of the year.
Sure.
And that's why they're waiting until Christmas Eve to make it and sell it.
And it comes into play in a second. One of the toys they're making and selling on the black market are fake badges. Because every kid wants a fake badge for Christmas.
But and by the way, this
and they're always sold out.
It's believable enough that when the cops show up, Schwarzenegger can use the fake badge in order to claim that he's an undercover police detective
who's been working on this case for 3 years.
I mean, like, what are you doing? You guys, this is the worst.
Ruined my case.
You ruined my case. You better arrest somebody. Why doesn't anybody be like, where are you from?
Who
are you?
We're in St. Paul.
Don't belong.
And what kind of case did they ruin? They busted the entire ring in one-stop shopping. They didn't ruin anything.
And by the way, at this point, like, they're furiously making toys. It must be, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah, how many more toys are you selling?
Yeah.
It seems like Turbo Man is the only toy that they should be making. But no, it's the blue bears are just as hot. I also want to point out that like Schwarzenegger's like, I won't hit a Santa. Why? This guy is a scumbag who just stole $300 for you by selling you a fake Turbo Man toy.
He has a bleeding heart, though. He also gives Sinbad about like 15 chances after he's maced him and done.
Yeah.
There's a difficult message in this movie for like if you're a kid watching it, like it's a kid's movie, right? Like the Santas are constantly being revealed to not really be Santa. Mm. They're being beaten up. Like there's like a real like honesty about the fraudulent nature of Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I kept being like, how is this a kid's movie? Like they're revealing stuff that kids would be like, wait a minute, I feel like.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just putting that out there, guys.
Well, I mean, you didn't know when you were little that the Santas at the mall weren't actually Santa?
I thought it was Santa.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Did you not think that?
No, I thought that they... I never thought that those guys were actually Santa.
Oh, wow.
Wow, well, how jaded you were.
Yeah, look at that. I do love that Schwarzenegger was like, I won't hit a Santa, but I will pull his beard back far enough that when it slaps him in the face, it will make him do a double over flip. Like, what kind of elastic is this? Again, it's like it borders on like slapsticky kid movie, and then it gets like oddly adult in parts. Mm. It goes back and forth.
We didn't talk about, in that same scene you were just talking about, when he's fighting when the gang... When the Santas all fight Schwarzenegger and it turns into like a fight sequence.
Yeah.
There is a Santa who has candy cane nunchucks and is a ninja.
And is old.
I just wrote Ninja Santa down because that was too
Well, because just
stupid.
In case, and just in case someone did cause trouble, they had candy cane nunchucks.
And I feel like
that's a hot toy on Christmas Eve. They have to make nunchucks out of candy canes.
I feel like the director at some point pulled Jim Belushi aside and was like, listen. This scene is going to be pretty iconic in this movie. I want to, like, push in on you at one point, and I want you to, just like your brother said, food fight, I want you to say dogpile.
It is exactly the same thing. You're right.
It's the same camera movement, and it's the same dogpile! You know, like, it's
this
crazy.
This is my food fight.
It's his food fight. It is identical.
So, meanwhile, while Schwarzenegger is running out trying to get the Turbo Man toy and having all of his trials and tribulations, at home... Phil Hartman is making the moves on his wife, Rita Wilson,
Schwarzenegger's wife.
Oh, yeah, Schwarzenegger's wife. And Schwarzenegger calls up, and this is a little interaction between Schwarzenegger and Phil Hartman, which has the classic cookies line.
Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here. These cookies. I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down now!
So Phil Hartman really improvising up a storm. He's funny in it, but
I
also some things make no sense. Like when he's like, oh, these cookies. Like, yeah. I don't understand what that is trying to get at, yeah, that he's eating his cookies.
Is he prodding Schwarzenegger? Like,
yeah.
Because there's a part at the end where Rita Wilson's very mad at Schwarzenegger for literally coming as close as he can to burning down Phil Hartman's house.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Or, like, lighting the house on fire.
And then Phil Hartman is like, I'm going to go drive your wife to the parade.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. And then he turns around and goes, you can't bench press your way out of this one. So that's the only reference to him being a bodybuilder in the movie. Yeah.
I feel like at a certain point in this movie, I kept waiting for him to be like, oh, wait a minute. No, I'm a robot, and I thought this was my life. This has been a program.
I am Turbo Man.
I am Turbo Man. He did not belong in this world so clearly.
That's absurd.
It was insanity. Everywhere he went, every person, when he's talking to Martin Mull, and Martin Mull's like, oh, 911, 911, and he's like, I want the doll, I want the doll.
The radio station is running a promotion. They have the last Turbo Man doll, and they want you to name all the 7 reindeer.
Right.
And Schwarzenegger tries to call, but he can't get through, so he decides to run to the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Because slowly. That will work.
That'll be faster than finding another phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 2 blocks away, thank God.
Thank God. He runs to the radio station the entire way with Sinbad, reciting all the 7 reindeers, yep, as if letting Sinbad in on the...
Yeah,
Sinbad could clearly steal it, but Sinbad has a plan, which is bringing a bomb to the radio station, which actually he doesn't think it's a bomb, but it actually turns out to be a bomb.
Well, not that package.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess the second package. What I couldn't figure out.
The second bomb.
The one that blows up the police.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one that blows up the radio workers was a fake bomb. The one that blows up the police, real bomb. What I couldn't figure out is they're running the 2 blocks from the diner to the radio station. In so slowly, I feel like the director was like, hey, you guys are running too fast. The camera can't keep up with you.
Yeah.
So can you like look like you're running fast, but like be running really slow?
We can't follow you.
So they're like really high-stepping, and it's really weird. Meanwhile, Sinbad is inexplicably emptying his mailbag of mail.
Well,
throwing mail onto the ground.
He's trying to lighten his load so he can run faster.
It's not working. Yeah. It was,
but he's not lightening it with packages. No, he's lightening it with small envelopes.
Yeah, or maybe he was just trying to find that bomb.
Oh, so the cops get blown up, that's not
one
that.
One cop gets blown up.
The same cop.
He's actually a state trooper, you guys.
A state trooper for the Twin Cities.
Twin Cities Police.
Wow. Twin Cities Police.
You're really into this.
Yeah, I watched it closely.
That's another person that's constantly chasing Schwarzenegger. The state trooper. First
he
to give him a ticket,
him.
Then Schwarzenegger runs over his motorcycle, and then Schwarzenegger blows him up,
mm-hmm,
and then Schwarzenegger drops hot coffee on him.
Scalding hot coffee.
By the way, he's carrying, like, he's been really... like badly, badly injured.
Well, because he was blown up by a bomb, but the bomb fortunately had Looney Tune qualities
to
it.
Right, it was an Acme bomb.
Yes, it just stained his face like, you know, like
but
black.
His hands are completely bandaged. And so when Schwarzenegger's running right by him right before the Christmas Eve parade, he's carrying a tray of like 7 coffees.
Yes. Yes.
We've only known him as like a loner in this movie, but suddenly.
But he's like,
well,
hey,
it is the longest day ever.
Well,
he has to stay away.
But
that's all for him.
I don't know if you saw this, because the whole movie's climax takes place at the parade. And the parade, there is a cop float
that he is on.
He's the queen and the cop float. And there's also a giant trampoline on the cop float where one cop is just doing like flips on it.
Why not? It's Christmas Eve.
Celebrate the cops in the wintertainment break, because all kids want to look at the cop float.
But also
with
the
cop
most...
acrobat.
Yeah.
It was like Ice-T came in to help write the parts of the movie, because it's so anti-cop the whole way. Like,
oh, yeah.
The cops are just getting hurt and blown up. They're just nuisance. That
cops are just getting in the way of him getting his toy. But now the luck all comes together when Schwarzenegger is... running away from a cop, trying to hide from him, mistaken as the actor that is supposed to play Turbo Man in the parade.
Right, because he's a giant Austrian bodybuilder.
Now, I also don't know if they're trying to hide the fact that he's going to be Turbo Man, but he's so clear. Like, the camera's trying to do very cleverly. Like,
nobody's saying what they mean.
But he clearly is getting into the Turbo Man costume. There's the, and Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is playing his partner in the...
I like to think of him as... Agnes Bestas' boyfriend in Moonlighting.
Booster.
Booster. He's playing Booster, the dog that everyone hates from the Turbo Man TV show.
Why does everyone hate him?
That also seemed no reason. That dog didn't seem
like
to be...
Like, your kid would be happy with a booster doll. And yeah. And just wait a week and then get a Turbo Man doll.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be such a good dad.
People hate
you. You're going to be so
such
awesome.
Such a good negligent dad.
So then the whole finale takes place at this parade. This becomes a
full-on... By the way, there's nothing Christmassy about this parade.
No, it's a winter. It's a wintertainment.
Yeah, it's wintertainment.
Kind of back to the way that I gave my greeting.
You know, winter is just all about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
Rock'em Sock'em
Robots and a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yep. And wait, what did they high five about? Was it Snoopy or something else? Or the two kids high five?
Oh yeah, what did they high five about? Oh man.
Oh, Cat in the Hat. High five.
Well, also, like, I think that they gave, like Rita Wilson is like, they see the Turbo Man float. You talked about this when Rita Wilson just laughs.
Rita Wilson, when the Turbo Man float is revealed, everybody's so excited. I felt like the direction of this movie was just like, extras just laugh. Like, everybody just please start laughing. Rita Wilson laughs so hard when she sees that Turbo Man float come out.
It's There's nothing funny about it.
It's the craziest reaction.
She's not recognizing her husband. No. She's just going, oh, that's
She's
so
thrilled.
Funny.
She's just remembering that her husband almost burned down a neighbor's house and then she just left.
She's like, in her mind, right? You're Rita Wilson. In your character's mind, your marriage is over. Your husband is a maniac.
And your child's not getting the one thing that he wants for Christmas, Turbo Man. Right.
And you are... wet in your pants for Phil Hartman.
Well, no, she turns down Phil Hartman.
She hits him in the head with a thermos
because
he's trying to...
There's a lot of women in this movie like hitting men with like purses and thermoses. Yeah.
Oh, man. So they're on this float. The fight scene gets crazy. Schwarzenegger is allowed to pick one kid from the audience to give the Turbo Man toy to. Great convenience there. He picks his son. The son gets it. And then... All of a sudden, Jamie! Then Sinbad has now kidnapped
Turbo
another
man. Turbo knows my name?
And no one recognizes him. The costume for Turbo Man, by the way, is not like a Batman cowl. No. It is a clear plastic mask.
He's basically wearing sunglasses.
Yes, he's basically wearing like...
Oakleys.
Yeah. Like ugly Oakleys. That is it. He looks just like Schwarzenegger.
Wait, you mean Annie Oakley's dad? Ugly Oakley?
Ugly Oakley.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
So basically, Sinbad has kidnapped another member of the parade. There's a giant fight scene where then Sinbad goes off and starts chasing Schwarzenegger's kid up a building onto a, a Christmas tree that then breaks from the combined...
Christmas tree on top of a
building. Yeah, Christmas tree on top of a building that then breaks from the combined weight of Sinbad and this kid. They're hanging loose 50 feet or 50 stories
and
above
everyone's
there.
Everyone's like, is this part of the show?
Why does Sinbad have to dress up like the villain of Turbo Man? Why can't he just, in his postman's outfit, try and get the...
Right.
Because the cops will probably stop him. At this point, they're going
to
think he's part of the show.
Right, people need to think he's part of the show, Jason.
I guess so.
And one thing I was embarrassed about, a genuine laugh that came out of my mouth, was when Sinbad kept calling Turbo Man Turtle Man. I laughed at Turbo Man.
My genuine laugh came out of the fact when Sinbad is running through the parade, he's trying to get away because he's stolen the Turbo Man doll from a child. And he pushes a dancing person in the parade who's dressed like a box and goes, out of my way, boxing!
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
That box later saved his life.
It did save his life.
You know what I would love? I would love to do a shot-for-shot remake, or an almost shot-for-shot remake of this movie, focusing on Sinbad's character as like a what about Bob kind of. I love this idea that he has no children.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic postman who has decided that today he's going to commit suicide after getting this doll.
No, he's killed his actual
I think he's like a suicide by cop type.
Yeah, totally.
He's just trying to end
there
it.
There is a dark, dark movie here if it's focused
you
on Sinbad's character.
You cut to his house, he's stuffed his entire family there around the Christmas table. And he's
stuffed them with people's mail.
Oh, man. And then I guess the moral of the whole movie is... you don't need a toy when you have the real thing. Is that the
moral?
Basically,
the moral is you don't need this little toy when you have a bigger toy that's real.
Yeah, yeah. Because basically, like, Jamie, Schwarzenegger's kid,
Jamie,
gives the toy to Sinbad. Sinbad is then going to take it to his kid. And he goes, but Jamie, I thought you loved this toy. And he said...
Jamie still doesn't realize... Wait, does he realize this?
No,
at this point?
He never realized...
Oh, yeah, he never realizes.
Oh, wait, no, I guess at this point
he does.
Oh, yeah,
he does at the end.
Because he tells him. I think he only after he says, I'm your father. He goes like, Dad, why would I want the toy when I have the real Turbo Man at home? That's it. That's the moral.
Well, the kid, credits. I mean, the Christmas message is that he has the doll. The whole movie is trying to get the kid the doll. Then he gives the doll to Sinbad to give to his unseen child.
Who may or may not exist.
Basically to give it to Sinbad.
Yeah, he gives it to Sinbad, and then that's it. That the end. But he's like, he's going to bring that doll to jail? He's going to jail.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
He's a terrorist. He blew up a radio station.
He blew up policemen.
He choked a woman, maced a guy. And also, this is the only Christmas movie I remember that never shows Christmas.
You never see Christmas morning.
You never see Christmas morning. You don't even see Christmas Eve night. It just ends in the afternoon of Christmas.
Yeah.
Eve. Oh, man. And, you know, this is something interesting. I wanted to bring this one thing up here, which is in 1998, this film was sued because someone said that they stole the entire script. The script had 36 similarities to another script that was submitted. And basically, they were found guilty. The people who made this movie were found guilty of stealing the idea in order to pay $19 million.
What?
Was this a hit?
It was a hit. And so... But as they won that loss...
So Randy Kornfield...
This is like basically a high school teacher wrote this movie, and then...
Well, that makes sense.
And then Murray Hill president Bob Lurel got sued. Anyway, he got paid $19 million. As soon as it was awarded, the guy died right before he got the the guy, the original writer of the script, got $19 million. He just died. And then... In 2004, this movie was in 1994,
yeah.
Right? In 2004, they finally overturned it, and then no money got paid out to anybody.
God. Oh, wow.
36 similarities in there. But
when I was, I think, in eighth grade, when this movie came out, I went to Italy with my family, and it was playing in Italy. But Jingle All the Way doesn't mean anything.
Right.
What they call it.
I don't know, like Christmas ravioli. I don't know. But I just remember being like, it meant nothing. And like, I wish I could have seen that in Italy.
But
people must think. What
does this
Americans
title mean,
like,
anyway?
Jingle All the Way Home. You know, obviously we didn't like the movie, but there are some people who really love the movie. So here's a chance for a second opinion. These are reviews culled on Amazon of people that really love the movie. Arnie Fan wrote, I think the reason why people do not like this movie is that it hits too close to home.
Yeah.
This is a movie for people who can laugh at their problems.
Mm.
All right? And parents, people whose parents let them down and people who let their kids down do not like this movie. Because like I said, it hits too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. 5 stars.
wow, that person nailed it.
Kirby Wallace writes, people don't like this movie probably because they didn't watch it to the end.
Turn it off and say, you're like, oh, you know what? I didn't like this movie. Did you get to the parade? Because that's where it really gets good.
Because he goes, it's not about materialism and purchase loyalties. It's about... Christmas is not about materialism. So that is Kirby Wallace
it
again.
It is, though. It's like the sun is not passing on the lessons that Arnold has learned at all.
There is no Christmas Eve
Are you talking
thing.
About his son in real life that he had?
Schwarzenegger, I did see an interview with Schwarzenegger where he goes that this is true to him because he does a lot of Christmas Eve shopping. So he knows what's going on. Yeah, I'm sure he's out in the malls. I do want to say there was one
both
thing.
Both my legitimate and my illegitimate children.
There was one thing I just want to hit on it before we go, that the kid at one point gets into a fight with Schwarzenegger on the phone. And he goes, just like Turbo Man says, keep your promises if you want to keep your friends. When would Turbo Man ever say that in the Turbo Man show? Keep your promises if you want to keep your friends.
And now that you say that they manufactured the dolls and stuff, I bet they were going to do like a Turbo Man TV show, like Power Rangers style.
They said that the movie was rushed so much they couldn't produce as many toys as they wanted or needed to get it out for Christmas.
God.
So it was just a giant ad. So I think that wraps it up for Jingle All the Way. Any thoughts? Anything that we didn't talk about? Anything that cares to be mentioned?
I hated this movie.
Okay.
This movie ruined Christmas.
This the ending of this, I'm realizing, is a lot like Old Dogs.
By the way, it's exactly like Old Dogs. I thought
the
same thing
ending.
When it was a jetpack. I was like, oh, jetpack, bad dad. Bad dad needs to rescue his kid with a jetpack. This is Old Dogs.
By the way, when he was rescuing the kid in the jetpack, like, we've already seen him. The kid's Jamie's dangling off, right. like, two-story
for, like,
building. For a really long time.
Oh, and much like the kid in the tree in Superman 3. Yeah. There's a lot of connections.
And Arnold is having so much trouble with that jetpack.
When he's in trouble, he loses control and is suddenly in Minneapolis.
Yes.
In Minneapolis, and then comes back to St. Paul.
Right, but I was like,
which is
the
movie also 15 miles away.
Yeah, this movie has no difference between those two cities.
It's the same thing. They have the same police force.
By the way, I love my dad. He is amazing, but I would never want to see my dad in a jetpack. That is not a fantasy, but these Hollywood movies are like, put
they
the dads in the jetpack. Kids really want their dads to be flying.
I also
in.
Felt like Jamie was going to be safer just dropping off the building than having Arnold grab him in that jetpack.
Yeah. I think falling to his death is actually a better gift than getting a Turbo Man from his insane father. Well, that about wraps it up for How Did This Get Made. Thank you to Joe Mandy, who has one of my favorite Twitter accounts, at Joe Mandy. You can, of course, follow June and I, at June Diane, and at Paul Shear. Jason, you do not have a Twitter account. I want to thank everybody here at Earwolf for putting out this amazing holiday episode so quickly for you. And as always, if you like the show, please rate and review it on iTunes. We'll see you in the new year. Unless you're listening in the new year, then we're seeing you now. Watching you every step.